Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Let's do a bit of Fan Friday action this morning. As always, Jay the Red. Morning, Jay.
Morning, Steve. You okay?
We've got Gary as well, who's standing in for Mickey. Morning, Gary.
Morning, Steve.
Right, let's have a look at some of the big stories. Let's start with Liverpool. They play tomorrow, FA Cup action against West Brom. You would imagine quite a few changes. 11 changes, maybe, within that side, Jay?
Well, I certainly hope not, because, you know, it's important this season for Liverpool to win a trophy, and this is obviously our best opportunity, isn't it? Because I know we're still in the Champions League, aren't we? But, you know, it's going to be a big ask, isn't it, to win that with, you know, the likes of PSG and Barcelona in the competition. So I certainly hope he goes strong against West Brom on Saturday night.
Well, interesting. Someone sent me a team here. I don't know whether it's right or not. This is Robbie's thoughts. He said Mignolet, Trent, Lovren, Clavin and Moreno. So that would be a completely different back four. Milner, Henderson, Lallana, return of Henderson there. Ings, Sturridge, Solanke. That could be 11 changes, couldn't it?
Well, yeah, he could make loads of changes, but, you know, let's be perfectly honest, this football club hasn't won a trophy for, this is the sixth year now, so, you know, I think it's important to win this game and hopefully we can win the competition, so I wouldn't be making too many changes. You know, Liverpool had an 8-day gap after they beat Man City and then put in pretty shocking performance against Swansea and lost the game 1-0, and, you know, let's be honest, the momentum's gone now, so it's important to get a victory. So you don't really want to be taking too many chances, do you? We need to win this game of football. There's no doubt about that.
He's not had a great relationship with the FA Cup, has he, Jurgen Klopp? He's not done anything in the competition since his arrival at Liverpool.
Well, no, and that's why I'm saying it's vitally important that we win the game. So if you're going to make 10, 11 changes, then that's not going to do your hopes very... No, it's not going to be great, is it, in terms of like trying to win the game? And people go on about Liverpool's squad depth and... Yeah, it is a little bit better than what it used to be, but I wouldn't be making wholesale changes like that.
It'd be fascinating to see the team sheet tomorrow. Let's move to Everton. It's a huge shame, obviously, Everton not in it, getting beaten by Liverpool. Well, what's the focus of attention now, Gary? Is there a little bit of a feeling that, you know, that the season's done and dusted, or are you concerned still about this relegation word?
I think most people are still concerned, to be honest, Steve. Whilst you look at the table and you look comfortable in ninth, there's not that much of a gap. And they've done nothing as in performance-wise to suggest that, you know, we're on an upward curve, because the performances have been exactly the same from day one of the season. I haven't, other than maybe half an hour against West Ham when we won 4-0, and, you know, 10 minutes against Liverpool in the cup, maybe. I haven't seen a performance from this team this season, so I'm sure every Evertonian's still worried.
Did you see a mini revival at the start of Sam's tenure?
Well, it did in results, but certainly not in performance. You know, it's something that is an absolute mystery. And as I say, I think I mentioned it the other night, there's three managers tried to get a performance, tried to get a tune out of this team this season. Albeit David Unsworth wasn't there very long as manager, but three managers have tried to get a balanced-looking performance from the squads, from what we've got, and it's just been impossible. And I can't put my finger on, other than to say that the balance is completely wrong, you know, and that goes back to, you know, what we've splashed money on, incorrectly, in my opinion, with regards to three number 10s and not bringing a forward in when we knew Lukaku was going. But the whole balance of the side is just non-existent.
Let's talk about splashing money. And, of course, we're in the final week of the transfer window. Jay, Liverpool-wise, are you confident that in 2 months' time, if the fixture list is really hectic, Liverpool have got enough to deal with everything on their plate, Premier League-wise, maybe FA Cup-wise, and maybe Champions League-wise?
I really don't know, to be honest, Steve. I mean, we've coped quite well this season, but, you know, for a large part of the season, we had Philip Coutinho, who, as we always used to say, he was a little magician, wasn't he? And he made things happen for Liverpool. He was the creative spark in our side. And, you know, I think we're taking a massive gamble, really. We've let him go, and Klopp's given us reasons, hasn't he, to, you know, why he did allow him to leave the football club. And he thought he'd be no use to us between now and May, because he pretty much would have downed tools, which shows a terrible attitude, whereas he had shown a great attitude, really, from September to December when he did get back into the side after the summer. And it's a bit of a disappointment, really, isn't it, that he did end up having to leave. But I think Klopp's sort of like, as I said last week, he's making a, it's a massive gamble, really, with the top four hopes for me by not replacing Coutinho and putting his faith in Lallana, who looks about 70% fit. Oxlade-Chamberlain, who hasn't really played in that role much, and he's going to have to grow into the role. And both of them are very good footballers, but they're not a patch on Philip Coutinho. So we've had a little taster, haven't we, there on Monday night against Swansea, a team who obviously put the 10 men behind the ball and Liverpool couldn't break them down. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's really tight at the top of the table, isn't it? And then, as you say, the FA Cup's this weekend. We've also got the Champions League coming next month as well. So, you know, it's going to be a massive gamble by Klopp to not replace Coutinho in this window.
We were having a conversation on the Radio City Legends last night about Aubameyang. And Sharpie was saying, oh, you know, you don't want to bring him. But a lot of supporters are saying, does it really matter, you know, if you spend 40, 50 million, if he's going to bring you the ratio of a goal a game?
Well, I think with Aubameyang, the problem with him is he's still at Dortmund and it makes you wonder why other top clubs haven't come in for him, because his goal-scoring record's fantastic. But I think he's got a lot of baggage, hasn't he? I believe his family and friends get involved too much and it doesn't do much good for the team spirit. And if you know Jurgen Klopp is all on team spirit and work ethic, and I don't think Aubameyang is someone that he would try and buy for Liverpool. So, you know, like I say, he's a forward, isn't he, anyway? I mean, Liverpool probably needs to replace Coutinho, a more of a creative player in the middle of the park, really. And it just doesn't look like we're going to get anyone. So we're going to have to go with what we've got. And it's a massive gamble, as I say, for top four this season.
If anyone hasn't seen Coutinho's debut for Barca last night, try and catch some highlights. It was utterly amazing. It looks like he's played there for 3 years already. Let's cross the park then. Everton and Ademola Lookman. This is causing a little bit of a stir amongst fans. Lookman linked with a loan move away, but I'd say 99% of fans are saying that doesn't make any sense. Where do you sit on this, Gary?
I fully agree, to be honest with you. I don't think this will do his confidence any good whatsoever. You know, this, we all know the ability that Lookman's got, and he can give this side something that we've been crying out for. Balassi is in and out. He's only just coming back from injury. His performances before his injury were hit and miss. And this is a young lad with lots and lots of potential, lots of speed, lots of skill. I think it's a big mistake. More so from a confidence point of view from him. And, you know, Allardyce has got a reputation for not really playing regularly young players. And this is a prime example. And I don't think it's the right move whatsoever.
So him, Sandro Ramirez, that could be the right move. Sandro's been a huge disappointment, hasn't he?
Absolutely. I don't know what to make. I mean, you know, you can't judge a player on the amount of game time that he's had. But when he has had the game time, he's just looked off the pace, as has Klaassen. And he's another player. We don't know, in a more confident, vibrant, balanced side, will these players fit in? You know, they've done well in their respective leagues, in the countries. But, you know, we can't judge them too harshly. All we can say is that it just hasn't worked so far.
Certainly hasn't. Right, Liverpool FA Cup action then. West Brom, it was awful, wasn't it, a few weeks ago when these two teams got together, Jay?
Well, yeah, that's the concern. That's what I'm saying. We should play our strongest team because, you know, that game, that particular night, it was awful. And, you know, everyone will say, oh, teams come to Anfield and park the bus. And to be honest, that night, West Brom actually had a few chances. They hit the bar and had one cleared off the line, if memory serves me right. So they actually had a goal, more of a goal than what Everton did a couple of days earlier, and also Manchester United before that. So, you know, when you think about it, this West Brom team now under Pardew, they had a little bit of time to stamp his authority on the club. So, you know, we all know what we're going to get. They're very good from set pieces, and they'll be quite defensive, of course they will, but it's up to Liverpool to break them down. And as I've already touched on, without Philip Coutinho there, we lack a bit of a creator, don't we? So the onus is on a Lallana or an Oxlade-Chamberlain to step up to the plate, really.
Don't need a replay. Definitely don't need a replay.
That'd just be typical, wouldn't it?
Yeah, let's hope it doesn't come to that. Of course, a draw a few weeks ago. Gary, next Everton action will be Leicester, of course, in the league. In fact, the next two games, they look exceptionally tough. Leicester-Arsenal.
Yeah, absolutely. Leicester's the last team we need to be facing, you know, the way they attack and the pace they've got. And Arsenal are Arsenal. You know, we've got a terrible record against them. They're a top six side for a start. So we don't have a good record against any of the top six. But I'm never confident, Steve. You know, I'm living in a world of doom and gloom this season. I've absolutely hated every single week of this season so far. So I can't wait till we potentially scrape by, get safe, and look to do something next season. That's the way I feel right now.
Gary just wants May to come. Jay, Gary, thank you very much indeed, lads.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.